Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, good afternoon. I'm Emma McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI has become the first pilgrim to register to attend World Youth Day celebrations in Rio de Janeiro next July 2013. Organisers began accepting registrations on Tuesday last, with over 4,000 people registering in the first day alone. The global gathering of young Catholics runs July 23rd to 28th in Rio on the theme Go Make Disciples of All Nations. Meanwhile, the Holy Father's former alumni gather at Mariopolis in Castel Gandolfo tomorrow for the first day of the annual Ratzinger Schülerkreis, or Ratzinger Summer School. This year, in view of the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council, the summer school focuses on the theme of ecumenism. Charles Collins has more.
The Ratzinger Summer School first began meeting over 30 years ago, when then-professor Joseph Ratzinger left the University of Regensburg to head the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Since then, each year he has gathered together his former theology students and invited lay and religious experts to take part in the three-day closed-door seminars on topics from new evangelization to evolution. This year, the focus is on relations between Catholics, Lutherans, and Anglicans, with reference to the 2009 book Harvesting the Fruits by Cardinal Walter Casper, President Emeritus of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. The Lutheran Bishop Emeritus Ulrich Wilkins will discuss the development of ecumenism between Catholics and Lutherans, while the theme of Anglican relations will be addressed by Bishop Charles Moreau, the new Bishop of Geneva, Lausanne, and Freiburg. Also taking part in the school at the Mariopolis Center in Castel Gandolfo is Cardinal Archbishop of Vienna, Christoph Schönborn.
Questo clima di ricerca della verità.
He says the fact the Holy Father has chosen this theme for the meeting is a sign that the ecumenical question is of primary importance for him. Cardinal Schönborn says he is looking forward to discussions in truth and charity on the drama of division among Christians in Europe and the world over, on the great issue of the reform of the Church and what constitutes real reform, particularly in view of the Second Vatican Council.
Questo aspetto umano, paterno, fraterno, è molto presente.
Cardinal Schönborn says that the Pope is first and foremost a man of reflection, and what matters most to him is the truth. He adds that there is a very friendly and familial atmosphere between the Pope and his past students, which encourages open discussion and even argument. This, he reveals, is also one of the reasons why this circle of theologians has kept going from 1977 until now.
Si è mantenuto dal 77 fin oggi.
I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.